real well at the Seder.
That's exactly right. And we're going to start with that. Why do we do carpas at the Seder?
Because
that's a great question.
That's a great introduction. Come on.
Come on, I want someone to tell me why we do carpas in the Seder.
Because we're our tears that we made after building pyramids.
That's not salt water.
That
we're from it.
Thank you. That's the salt water. How about the carpas, the vegetable?
Oh,
anybody dip anything weird?
Yeah.
What do you dip?
Cucumber or egg?
Celery.
Egg?
I dip egg.
Celery.
Egg bag?
Celery.
You dip egg?
I dip egg.
Celery, that's normal.
Pomegranate.
I dip egg.
Anything weird?
I dip egg.
What do you do?
I dip egg.
Egg? Egg's not a vegetable.
We have like a whole bowl of tons of it, like already.
For carpas?
Yeah. No, so not much. Like right after carpas.
No, for the basic thing. There.
No, not after carpas.
The same for
Chagiga.
It's actually
after
me. I have
pomegranate
actually.
Later.
Get out of here.
Not for carpas.
What are you guys like eating with you?
That is completely
wrong. Oh, Roshana, yeah.
What do the specters do?
We do potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you.
Do you have the option of doing potato or celery?
No.
I do the potato.
The minhug?
Over celery?
Yes. I'll tell you what.
You're starving by that point. The potato fills you up a little bit.
You have a choice. You have a variety. Everyone can choose what they want. Celery, potato.
Celery.
The minhug is to use green, green vegetable. That is the prevalent minhug. The reason why people use potato is because
does it taste good?
Looks more
in good. Europe, they didn't have
the celery.
They didn't have the means to get green vegetable this time of year because it's still pretty wintry. So they would use potatoes, which did grow in this time of year.
So why don't we especially use green now?
We do. Like my family uses parsley, their ancestors use celery. A lot of people use cucumber.
Celery.
However, there is one community, and that is Elizabeth, New Jersey, which actually uses
the whole community does this?
Bananas.
What?
Get out of
here. The reason why they use bananas? Well, the inside's not green. The outside. Because just to show that the bracha is hadama, because the big machlokas that bananas, you say ha'itz or hadama. So just to show that the hadama, they use it for karpas. It's supposed to be a bracha is hadama.
It's hilarious.
Okay, that is a little background about what we dip, but the question is why do we dip, and why do we even eat this karpas? Can anyone give me a logical sound answer?
Yeah, because there's baseless hatred, and that's why the Midrash got destroyed. So what reminds us of baseless hatred?
What reminds us?
Like baseless hatred, just hatred towards a fellow brother.
What reminds us of that?
Because they dipped Yosef's coat in blood, so this is like a dipping in the...
So we dip on Pesach night.
So we're really dipping his coat.
So we dip on Pesach night because Joseph's coat was dipped. What does that do with anything? Because
the whole Haggadah is like Lashon Hara over Yerushalayim and like how we're going
to be redeemed. I disagree. I think the whole Haggadah is about telling the story of the Jesus, right?
No, wait, but it's part. There's a part of it.
See, Camel's trying to impress because he could read the Hebrew a little bit.
No.
So he referenced
it.
I'm trying to get myself on the line.
Carpas is at the beginning of the Seder, and building upon what he said, the whole hating of Yosef, that's when Yosef got sent to Egypt.
Okay.
So the same way that we did in the beginning of the Seder.
Why did he get sent to Egypt?
Yosef's coat was dipped in the blood, and that sort of started the whole, I guess, Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yosef being sent down to Egypt, and then everyone else gradually followed.
It's a statement.
Okay, but we're celebrating our exodus, not our going down.
Okay, but we're supposed to, but we're trying to resemble.
We don't want
to
get back in this situation. So saying, how do you get in this situation?
How do we lose his royalty? How do we lose our royalty?
So the new part of the world for Yosef.
The new
Yosef.
Oh, yeah, come on.
New barrel of the Yosef is after Yosef. That's what the Torah says.
Shine.
Wait, what?
Rashi says it's the same part.
Yeah, right, sir? Okay, let's begin. The Gemara says, why do we have carpas at the Seder? So it's a Mishnah in the last paragraph of Pesachim, which talks all about the Seder night. It says, Heviu lefanov, it doesn't tell you what, but the answer Rashi explains that it's a vegetable. You bring before them a vegetable, Metabel dechazeres, Ash megil haveres apas. So Rashi right there explains, right where the arrow is, the Tibul Rishon, Kadeshi Yakir Tinok, the Yishol Lathisha in Regilian Bene Adam Le'echol Yerakodem Seuda. So, what is the reason for this vegetable? Why do we dip it and eat it?
Because
Anyone catch that? What about the babies? Kadesh Yakir Tinok V'yish'al.
Oh, because the baby will recognize and ask why we're doing it.
The only point of eating the karpos, thank you, is just the kids ask a question. Because in no other time of the year, before we get to the seuda,
that's pretty bad. They're just going to ask why we eat karpos.
In general, it's not normal to have vegetables before you begin your seuda. You're going to have some kind of a bread meal. You don't get to start snacking before it. So by going out of order, why are we eating karpos? Which we're going to discuss right now. What does the karpos represent? What does the karpos have significance?
So that's why it's there.
But before we begin, Solomon made a classic derogatory comment, which I would like to address right now. And that is that, what was the comment again?
I don't know which one.
The most recent one.
Terrible answer.
Your most
terrible
recent
answer.
One. Terrible answer. It was a terrible answer.
That
the point of the karpos.
Make it weirder. Why don't we eat fire?
We do. If you want, you can do that.
Okay.
Do anything to excite the kids to get them to ask.
Well, fine. So I'm literally going
to
do that.
So the whole purpose of Seder night is to get them to ask. So then, what is the point of that? What are we trying to get at? And the simple, most basic answer is...
What do you answer those kids?
So they ask the question.
Once you ask that question,
we answer because we want to.
That's what tonight's share is about. Okay? But before we get there, let's understand that very basic foundation of the Seder night. Everyone wants to get online.
Only online.
Even Zach's speaking up. A very basic foundation of the Seder night is chinuch, teaching the children. And believe it or not, the best way to do chinuch is to do something to excite children, to excite the youth, to get them to ask questions. Because, and you know this is true in your own lives, that when you are inspired, when you are troubled by something, and then you ask, you're much more receptive to get that answer. Is that not true?
It's very true. Unless it's a bad answer, like this one.
We didn't even get to the answer yet, bro.
So that whole thing with Parpa is that you can do something weird so the children ask.
Right, so now, what do we respond? That's what we're going to learn tonight.
What?
But the point is, let's get them to ask. So we can tell them something.
When you're eating a banana, what are you thinking?
When I'm eating a banana on Saturday night?
Why can't
I'm going to tell you right now. We're going to get to the answer point to respond. But let's first understand that a basic premise of a Saturday night is to get the kids to ask because we want them to be tuned in.
Why are we dipping vegetables in salt water?
To make it as weird as possible so they ask questions.
That and also the salt water represents.
Because
that would be, that we don't want to be thrown in jail.
We don't want to do that.
Whatever.
That's murder. That's weird that we did that before.
Yes.
Why can't we do that?
Why can't we do what?
I don't know
where that concept came from.
Eat stupid chocolate cake
before. Because then because you don't want to have dairy before you have felicia.
No, no, no. Hard chocolate cake.
Hard chocolate cake is hummus. Really?
Why
can't we have pasta chocolate cake? It's gross. And no one wants to eat it.
Why don't we throw shoes across the road?
Go right ahead. But what does that have significance to the state? How does that represent to the exodus that we're trying to get them to ask about? Okay, can we agree on one thing? That the basic premise of a Seder night is to ask questions. We want the kids to be attuned. We want them to be tuned in. Guys.
Alright, next.
We want them to be tuned in so that when they ask, they're going to be receptive to receive that answer.
There are no kids out here.
Then you're supposed to, if you're alone, you're supposed to ask yourself the question.
No, what if there are no kids? Like, what if I'm the youngest one at my Seder?
Well, it's not... The whole purpose is to pass on to the generation, but it's not exclusive to the kids. And the Rambam says, if you're having a Seder by yourself, you should ask yourself questions. Okay? So that is a basic premise because that is a fundamental idea in teaching, in chinuch.
People actually do the Seder by themselves. It's so sad. It's the saddest thing ever.
I imagine there is somewhere someone that does.
No,
it's
actually,
they can't go like that.
Yeah,
they
can't.
Probably in prison somewhere.
Oh, yeah, when you're in prison,
yeah, probably like Siberia or something.
No,
prison, you probably do
joint Seder. Prison, you probably do something. You probably do like the joint Seder. Okay, so let's understand what we have to respond to our children.
Discuss their crime.
What are we going to respond about karpas? What's karpas?
Society.
What's Karpas doing at the Seder? What does it represent? What can we tell our kids?
We gotta move, Jake.
Okay, we gotta move. What time is it?
Not a lot. 8:20. It's 8:15.
We'll finish.
We got this.
Okay. So the first thing we have to look at is there's a Gemara at the very last line in the fifth parak of Pesachim, and the Gemara is discussing about the current Pesach and how it was shechted and how it was eaten and how it was roasted, and then how people, after shechting it, would bring it back to their homes to eat it. And the Gemara says, Tana, Kol echad v'echad nosein pischo v'oro u'mash mafshil le'acharav. Everyone would take their Pesach and like wrap it in its skins and throw it over their shoulders. Amarav Ilish, or if Ilish explains, Taius. What is that? What's Taius? It's an Aramaic word. So Rashi says, on that Gemara, what's Taius? Who wants to read? Zach, take it away. See that Rashi? Taius?
Is it the first one?
Second.
The second Rashi. The second line, Taius, where it says Taius in the middle. Sokrim.
Sokrim, Ishmael,
and Buzet. So what does that mean? How would they carry it? Like?
The Ishmaelim.
Like? The Ishmaelim. They were carried like Ishmaeli Sokrim, businessmen. So the question is, why is anyone telling us this? What is it? Who cares how they would carry their Karban Pesach? Something I said. Say yeah.
It's the schnitzel.
I wish you were a schnitzel.
Oh,
God.
For better.
Sorry,
guys.
So the question is, why does this Gemara tell us that the way they used to carry it? Who cares how they carried it? Okay, that's the number one. Furthermore, the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, when he explains that a person at this point in the Seder goes ahead and takes Matzah Mavarek Berepri Adam, Velokech Yerek, person says Adam, takes a Yerek, takes a piece of vegetable, Umetabel Oso Becharosis, dips it in the Charosis, Veochel Kazayas, Nitzik Kazayas. Now, just as an aside, there's Machlokis about how much one should eat of the Karpas. Because if you have a Kazayas, so then you have to say a Brach Achrona. And we don't want to say a Brach Achrona because when you say that Hadama on the Karpas, you're supposed to have in mind for what? Later on in the Seder?
Matzah.
Maru.
Matzah. Maru. Right? It's Maru Sadama.
He said Maru.
You said Maru?
Someone said Matzah.
Stab
matzah.
Stab matzah. No, a matzah would say hamotzi. So therefore, but maror, which is a vegetable, we say hadama. So therefore, when you eat your karpas, you're supposed to have in mind for the maror. So if you eat too much, have a kazayas, you're going to say brain fushes. No. So it's a big machloket. The minhag is to have less of the kazayas of the karpas. The Rambam does not say that. But our minhag is to do that. Okay, so they're very interesting. So Rambam doesn't say anything too interesting, but who does is Rabbeinu Manoach, who's one of the commentators on the Rambam beneath the page, and he says, "Kasav Rava Matzah Mavarech Berepri Adam Mavalokeh Yerek V'Anu Nohagim VeKarpas." Our minhag is to eat karpas, a green vegetable. Zecher leKitones HaPasim SheAsa Yaakov Avinu LeYosef. That is a remembrance to the Ksones, the Ksones HaPasim SheAsa Yaakov Avinu LeYosef. So what does karpas have to do with the Kasonas HaPasim of Yosef?
Because it was made out of karpas.
Thank you, Rashi. Rashi tells us that it was made what? On the second page?
That's crazy.
It is, right?
Camel, you're so learned.
It says what? In Esther, we read it 2 weeks ago.
House of learned.
We read what? Watch your feet. Karpas Utcheles. That's how the Pasuk describes all the beautiful things that Ahasuerus had at his party. Karpas Utcheles, which means green wool and blue wool. So you see, karpas tells us that it's supposed to be a green vegetable. So Rabbeinu Manoach takes note. The fact that you have a green vegetable called karpas is indicative of perhaps a remembrance at the Seder to Yosef HaTzadik. The question is why remember Yosef HaTzadik? Why do you remember Yosef HaTzadik at the Seder? Hold on, I want you to hold your thought. I want to show you one more hint to Yosef HaTzadik in the Haggadah. And that is, we know that there are four Lishonos of Geula written in the beginning of Parshas Vayera when the Exodus begin, the Makos begin. They are? Hey, how'd you know that?
I heard that once.
Isn't there like a whole song?
Oh. Is there? You want to sing it for us?
I'm not there. What's going on?
I don't know.
There you go.
That's recorded.
Sounds right.
So those are the four Lishonos of Geula. There are four of them. And in the Bereishis, when Yosef is thrown in jail, and he meets up with the two servants of Paro get thrown in jail, and they have the dreams, and Yosef interprets them for him. It says the word kos four times in that section of the Torah. And how many cups do we drink on Seder night?
Four
kosos. And what are those four kosos representative of?
The four
Lishonos of Geula.
Yeah.
So there are commentators point out that there is an inherent connection between the four Lishonos of Geula, the four times it says kos by Yosef, and the four kosos of Pesach. So the question is this: why do we have so many remembrances to Yosef at our Seder? Pilei Ploim means a big wonderment. Yeah.
Someone said shit like Yosef. The story was they said the story in motion.
Good.
Say good.
Say better. Say better.
Alright. So if it all comes back to the Yosef to the coat, because if Yaakov wouldn't have made the coat, then the brothers would have gone bells with Yosef.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Shark.
And Yosef would have sent down its rhyme, and Yosef wouldn't have risen to power, and then the judge, and he wouldn't have revealed himself to the brothers, and the brothers wouldn't have brought the whole entire the Jewish nation at the time to the shrine and settle there, which in turn led them to mass produce and led the power to enslave them.
That's correct. You know, Camel also hinted to it. Matthew also said it. And it's coming full circle now. The reason why the Haggadah, we just saw all these symbols, all these hints to Yosef. And by the way, let's just go back to the Gemara and Pesachim. Why the Yishma'elim? Because who did the brothers sell Yosef to?
The
Yishma'elim. So maybe that the way they carried the Karban Pesach was a way to remember how when they were going back to their homes with that Karban, how Yosef was sold to the Yishma'elim. And why to remember Yosef? Because exactly right. Yosef set in motion the chain of events that brought us down to Egypt. And so now that we're coming out of Egypt, I know, but I was just playing devil's advocate, okay.
Oh,
but now you guys were correct, and I'm giving you all the credit.
That's right.
Way to hit it right, hit the nail on the head. All these ideas come back to the fact that the reason why we're leaving Egypt, let's go back to the reason why we got there. And why did we end up going there? We ended up going there because Yosef was sold by his brothers. Yosef ended up down there. Yaakov and all his family came to follow. And then that set in motion the whole chain of events that led to the Exodus. That's the basic understanding. But I want to say something even deeper than that. Okay? So let's, just before we get down to that, let's just come up with an idea. What's the point of having karpas? The Gemara with Rashi said, so order that children ask, because to dip a vegetable in food before you begin your real meal is kind of a weird thing to do. So if we're going to be doing weird things on the meal later, and if you want to put a marshmallow on your head, and if you want to throw a shoe across the room, that's fine. I'm all for it. I think it's great. The more weird things you do with the Seder, the more the kids are interested, the more they ask. That's the point of chinuch. The strongest way of doing chinuch is to, when a child asks, you want them to ask, because then you can give them an answer and they're more attuned to listening to you. That's the environment we're trying to create tonight. So one of the weird things that Chazal established was to dip that karpas before you eat. And then they ask, why the heck are we doing that? It's just weird. And then you can go ahead and tell them, because the karpas represents the kesonos hapasim that Yosef wore. And the kesonos hapasim, whoa, Yosef, why are we remembering Yosef? Because, as we just explained, Yosef set in the chain of events that ultimately led to the Exodus of Egypt. Now, I want to say something deeper. And tie everything together. The way Yosef went down to Egypt, and the way we ended up leaving Egypt, represents not just an idea of how we went to Galus and came out of Galus, but an idea about the Galus itself. Because Yosef, we know, he was originally what? His father's favorite child. And that harbored hatred of the brothers against him. So what do? They totally turned on him and sold their own brother away to slavery. And then Yosef was a slave. And then he was framed by Potiphar. And then he was sent to jail. We're talking like the lowest of the low here. Being sent to jail in Egypt, never knowing to see his father and mother and father and brothers again. And all of a sudden, what happens? Two servants of Paro also get sent there. He interprets the dreams. He's all of a sudden, everything's flipped back on his head. He ends up coming out of jail. I'm becoming second in command in Egypt. I mean, that's a total, complete reversal. And what I think it's saying is that in our own personal lives, we also have redemptions. we're also going to be put in situations where it seems like a gullus to us, going through some sort of hardship. And the ge'ula is not always going to be so pristine, so crystal clear, that it just comes out easily. Sometimes it's going to take hardships where you fall and you get back up, and you fall and you get back up, until ultimately you reach that end, whatever that ge'ula is that a person wants. And this actually just reminded me of something, that in Shemona Esrei, I don't know if you guys ever realized this, but there's really two brachos that talk about the ge'ula. Do you know what they are?
Re'ena, exactly.
You should redeem us quickly for the sake of your name. The real bracha, that's very nice, but the real bracha of Geula, to be honest with you, is the Yerushalayim bracha. You should rebuild Yerushalayim. Be'atzemach David Avdecha Meherit Atzmiach. Ki lishu ascha ki yivinu kol yom. For your salvation we await every day. So why do we have two brachas of Geula? Everyone ever
recognize? Why is like a personal one, like from your own personal relationship?
How do you know that?
Because I read that prayer
and that's exactly correct. That's what the Gemara Megillah says. Gemara Megillah says, this bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim and Atzemach David, that's talking about the Geula of our nation, of taking out of Galus and rebuilding Yerushalayim. But in our everyday lives, we have personal hardships. We have personal geulas that we go through. And that's what the bracha of Re'ena Me'amenu. That geula is the geula of that we have every day. And sometimes what the story of Yosef tells us is that sometimes it goes down, meaning being down in the dumps, being down at the bottom. And then coming out is a whole miraculous chain of events going, you know, sometimes going up, sometimes going down, ultimately leading to the geula. So it's not just that Yosef started the geula, that ultimately that led to us being in Mitzrayim in the first place, but also the manner in which Yosef circulated from going down to the dungeon to second in command, that also is a lesson for us for in our lives nowadays, how sometimes our lives are run as well. And I really think that's a really nice thing to say to the Seder, you know, wherever you're going to be, that this idea of karpas, what's the point of karpas? The kids ask, well, what do we respond to that? So you can respond to them this exact idea. The number one, that the Yishma'ilim used to carry our carpas up like Yishma'ilim, but the karpas, the big Rashi in Parashas on the second side here, that Rashi, he says, what's Kesonas Pasim? Karpas v'tcheles. The karpas, the green, that the karpas we're eating on Seder night, the green karpas is remembrance to the coat of Yosef that was dipped in the blood. And you were correct when you said dipped in the blood, we dip in the salt water. Because that remembers Yosef, just how Yosef was sent to Egypt, and we're remembering the exodus of Egypt. But how did we get there in the first place? We got there because of Yosef. That's why we have all these references to Yosef. The four lishonos of Geula, the Arba Kosos, and I think that's a nice thing to explain. And you know, you can even say more than that. Aside from own personal Geulas that it could represent, I think what Camel said also is very true, that Yosef was ultimately sent down to Egypt because his brothers hated him. That ultimately the basis hatred started the whole process of our being exiled. And we know that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed for the same punishment, the same crime as well, baseless hatred. What a better time than Pesach when we have friends and family around the table. We have Jews coming together. That's why, you know, it's hard to find a Jew who's having a Seder Bible, and that's the truth. And when we discussed last week the Maharal about how the Seder and the Karban Pesach represents Achdus, there's no better time to really, you know, focus and to think about, you know, Sinas Chinam and Ahavas Chinam. We should really try to love our fellow Jews. It's such an important thing. And, you know, like I said, this is a very, wherever you're going to be for Seder, this could be a very nice idea to share. You don't have to make it as long as this was, even though it wasn't so long, but just share the idea that the karpas could be representative of Yosef's coat. And Yosef, because Yosef ultimately led to our being sent down to Egypt, and that's what we're celebrating, our exodus of Egypt. So that is the story behind karpas, and now you have what to say on karpas.